Thursday. It is Thursday all day today. Yes, it is Thursday the 23rd.
Eve.
Thursday the 23rd. I heard that you got some love yesterday.
I did.
Yeah, didn't you get some love from the insiders? Didn't you get some love?
Oh, the video? Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I saw it. So
a bunch
cute.
Of the insiders made me a birthday video where they sang all kinds of songs related to rock, and then they used mock instead of rock in all the songs. And
yes. So cute.
So cute. I love those people so freaking much. And I've gotten tons of gifts in the mail. You guys. I mean, there's like so many that it would take a whole show to even talk about them. It's just
right?
So sweet.
I know. Everybody is so generous and so sweet. I can't take it.
It's so, so precious. You guys, before we get to the gas tax holiday, which is like the talk of the town, we need to remind you that in these perilous, terrifying, horrible times that we're all existing in right now, you got to be prepared for some shit to go down. That's all I'm saying. You got to be prepared. And there's no better way to do that than to check out all of the amazing prep disaster recovery type of products that they have at My Patriot Supply. And you can see all of those products if you go to preparewiththechicks.com. But most especially what you want to be prepared for is to have an emergency food supply on hand. Not just because prices in the grocery store are going bonkers, but also because there is going to be shortages of all kinds of food. And so when the worst of the worst happens, you want to be prepared. This is such peace of mind to know that you have on hand a 3-month emergency food kit. You can get those at preparewiththechicks.com. You can save $150 on that kit when you use that website, preparewiththechicks.com. And just knowing that it stores for 25 years, that the food is delicious on top of that, it is such peace of mind knowing that you have that on hand. Could not recommend it more strongly than that.
And then when you freak out, you can like go in your little, you know, your little safe space. This is like, I have our little safe room in the garage, you know, our little place we go, tornado shelter kind of safe place, you know. You can rock back and forth and eat your banana chips. This is...
That's right.
I don't see. It's not weird. It's not weird at all. You know, you can
do that.
It's all right. We're friends here. Just do that. It's fine. It's good, you guys. Yeah.
It really is. Preparewiththechicks.com. Check them out. Check out all their products because it's like they literally have thought of everything.
Yeah. And also make sure that you're subscribed to this podcast, you know, because also you need to be prepared and know everything that's going on. The newsy stuff, the sort of not newsy stuff. You know, you need to know what's going on TikTok. We prepare you for all the things. So make sure that you're subscribed. If you can't listen or watch here in the morning, put it in your pocket. Put us right in your pocket. Save us for later. Share us with a friend. Do all those things.
Do all the things. Mm-hmm. I have a surprise for you.
You do? Oh my God. What is it?
I wanted to kick off the show with something super ridiculous. And yesterday, your sack of whack... was so ridiculous.
It was so wacky. It was wacky, wasn't it?
It was so wacky. If you guys missed it, Daisy in her sack of whack yesterday talked about this woman whose mother made her a rag doll companion. That she couldn't
find a good man. She couldn't find a good man. So her mom's like, I'll make you one. I'll make you a rag doll. It's better than a man, right? Better than a man.
And it was such a hit with this woman that she married the doll. This was in your sack of whack yesterday. And it led to so many questions, not just between you and me, but with our audience too, who were also like, we have so many questions, especially because this woman became impregnated by the rag doll. And we were like, what? How does that
even
work?
I don't know why you would have questions. I don't know what's wrong with you people.
And so my biggest thing to you was to say, are there photos? What in the world does this cat look like? And now I have video.
Oh my God, we have video. Video is even better because I had some pictures and I'm like, yeah, she looks kind of whack, but now we have video.
We have video. Are you ready to see this handsome fella? Because once you lay eyes on him, you're going to realize why she married him because he's so lifelike, this
guy.
Okay. Oh yeah. You ready?
Here we go. Oh, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Thank you.
my God. He looks a little pale, you guys.
He looks a little bit pale.
A little pale.
But very handsome indeed.
Listen to the music. Listen, the music is the best.
I actually tried to mute it because I was afraid it would be a copyright strike.
I'm sure
oh, there they
want
are
you to
on their wedding day.
What? It, oh my God!
And there's the baby. Oh, there's the baby.
Oh my God! That is
the
horrifying.
Hospital staff. Very, very happy for them. It's a.
Are they really though? Are they happy for them? Are they?
It's a love story, you guys.
Are they like? Are they like just like pacify these weirdos and get them the hell out of here? Isn't that really more what they're like? Really?
I could not believe my eyes when I saw it. I was like, well, there needs to be a follow up to your sack of whack because the people need it.
Good Lord.
Okay, anyway, on to serious news. So the big news of the day is that Joe Biden, desperate to try to do anything to improve his poll numbers, is talking now about a gas tax holiday, a federal gas tax holiday. He's also encouraging states to have a federal or a state level gas tax holiday for 3 months because he has no idea what he's doing. So this is like, what if we just tried this? And he's very, very angry. As you probably know, he sent that strongly worded letter to all of the oil companies saying, you big meanies, you need to drill more right now, you. And
oh my God. I cannot with this guy.
That's not how this works.
Right.
So the letter wasn't enough because the oil companies pushed back. And so Joe Biden spoke yesterday and now he has a message verbally for those oil companies. Here it is.
To the companies running gas stations and setting those prices at the pump, this is a time of war, global peril, Ukraine. These are not normal times. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you are paying for the product. Do it now. Do it today. Your customers, the American people, they need relief now.
So he's blaming them. Okay.
Just lower the prices, you guys.
This is a guy, right? Just, I mean, that's the way it works, right? This is a guy who's never worked in a real job ever in his whole freaking life. He has no idea how any of this works. Oh my God. It is never more evident than it is in that clip ever. And this is a guy who ran on, I'm going to end fossil fuels. Like, when somebody, I said this to my daughter-in-law yesterday, because we were talking about this back and forth on Messenger. And I'm like, when somebody tells you who they are, you believe them, right? And nobody believed this guy. Everybody thought, oh, he's going to be like Mr. Unity Man, and he's been doing this forever. No, he's an idiot. He's a total idiot. He's done nothing ever. He's never worked a real job. He has no idea how to do this. And then he gets into office and he does exactly what he said he was going to do. And now he's demonizing the oil and gas. This is what he's doing, is demonizing them. Oh my God. Like, did you expect anything different?
He's insisting that all this talk, this crazy Republican talk about how everything is his fault is just complete nonsense. Here's another quick clip of him from yesterday.
I know my Republican friends claim we're not producing enough oil and I'm limiting oil production. Quite frankly, that's nonsense.
Except here's the thing. So he keeps talking about, oh, there's all these leases, these permits, and the companies aren't using them. Of course they're not using them, because they were told at the moment he started his presidency, I want to eliminate you from existence. So he doesn't get to create an environment where they are afraid for their existence as an industry. And then also in the next breath, tell them you need to up all your production because now I'm in a pickle. Like, you don't get to have it all the ways. Of course, this is his fault.
Of course, because at the beginning he was like, I'm going to basically like, I'm going to destroy you. And now they're like, wait, what? And now you're telling us that you want us? It's like, it is the biggest mind screw. It is so crazy. And there are people on that side that are like, wait, well, why can't they just produce more? Oh, they're price gouging. That's what this is about. So they're trying to spin this as oil companies bad. They're price gouging. This is insanity. I mean, it's just watching it in real time. It's just, it's nuts. when people actually pay attention to this stuff, when you're engaged and you pay attention to what he did during the campaign, and then you watch him now, you're just like, you look at him and you're just, bitch, please. You know, it's crazy.
Well, that's why this whole 3-month relief of a federal gas tax holiday is so absurd. And there's a flashback of Obama, who was experiencing high gas prices during his presidency as well. And there was talk about potentially doing the exact same thing, doing this gas tax holiday. Here is what Obama said about that idea back in the day.
For us to suggest that 30 cents a day for 3 months is real relief, that that's a real energy policy, means that we are not tackling the problem that has to be tackled. We are offering gimmicks when we're offering the same thing that John McCain's offering on the cheap. That means we're not presenting a truthful response to the challenges that we face in America. We can do better than that this time.
So he didn't think much of a gas tax holiday back when he was running.
Right, totally. I forgot what an orator he was.
He was great.
Yeah. Oh my God. Great at it. And he had the cadence. He had the cadence. Yeah. Everybody listen to him. So good at that. You know, everybody's like, oh my God, my panties here. You know?
Sign good my Lord. Bro. I know.
Right. He's really good at it. Yeah. People, I mean, even Astrid's up. Astrid's like, oh my God, Obama's talking. Oh my God.
So there's been a lot of analysis, as you might imagine, from all the various talking heads on all the various talking head channels talking about this gas tax holiday. And even the folks on CNN are like, this is not a good idea. Here is that discussion.
Obama called this a gimmick when he was asked about it during the campaign in 2008, this gas tax, you know, freeze. Can you give us a reality check? What's actually going to happen here for the American consumer?
Well, Erica, President Obama called it a gimmick because, as almost any economist, Democrat or Republican, can tell you, it is a gimmick. It doesn't solve the underlying problem, which is driving up gas prices. To the extent it succeeds in lowering them a bit, it's likely to encourage people to drive more, which will create an offsetting boost in demand and push the price up and obviate that benefit.
I mean, it's just so dumb.
It's also remarkable that CNN is saying that. I'm like, yeah. I just, every time that I hear something negative come from CNN about President Biden, I'm just like, what is happening? Like, is the world imploding? What's going on? Are they getting that directive from new, like, you know, leader boy? Like, I don't get it. What's happening over there? It's crazy. It's just crazy.
It's nuts. And so I don't know if this is going to go anywhere. I kind of hope that it just doesn't, because it will convince the stupidest among us that he's right. Actually done something about it, even though 3 months from now. And of course, they're going to time it, right? So that it happens like the prices would essentially come down right as the election is nearing. And so they'll think, oh, Biden's fixing things, because that's how dumb people are.
Oh, yeah, they totally will. Yeah, because they'll be like, he's a problem solver. Look at him go. Yeah, okay. All right.
Before we get to this unbelievable MSNBC chick who just thinks that we're all complaining too much, we need to talk about Healthy Cell. We got sent an email from someone who tried Healthy Cell because of our show, and they sent an email to the folks at Healthy Cell, and here is what it says. This is a great testimonial. It's from Jennifer, and Jennifer says, first thing to say is thank you for sponsoring Chicks on the Right. That's how I heard about you. I have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. I hope I'm saying that correctly. I've never even heard of that syndrome, so I don't know what it is. And due to issues, I have a weirdness about food and things I take because I have violent reactions at times from my body. This became the case with vitamins as well. I saw that you had reasonable price samples. The bioactive multivitamin and Focus and Recall were a hit. No stomach issues, no allergies, no weird side effects or odd tastes. Best part for me is that they worked. Thank you so much. If you've read this far, there aren't many people I share my story with. I felt compelled, just like I knew I needed these in my life. Have a great day. So that's from Jennifer, who tried the Healthy Cell, and it's working for her. And we're hearing this all the time.
Yeah, I love hearing that stuff. That's fantastic. Good for her. Good for her. Yeah, it's
and
awesome.
And Healthy Cell also right now, if you haven't heard, it's not just their multivitamins that you can get, which you take in a gel pack. Okay, it's not a capsule or pill. It's a little gel pack of delicious tasting goo that has exactly the amount that you need. Your body absorbs it way better than it can absorb a tablet or capsule. And then they have different formulations depending on what your needs are, whether you're looking for a multivitamin, whether you're looking for an immune booster, whether you're looking for something that can help you sleep. They have all the things. They're used by Dr. Peter McCullough. Check it out, healthycell.com/chicks. If you use code CHICKS, you're going to get 20% off your first order. We love it. You should try it. It's done wonders for people.
And you guys, make sure that you are checking us out on Locals, at chicksontheright.locals.com, and also Facebook Insiders. Those people are awesome. Check it all out.
Okay. So if you're a person who, you know, you're working, you're doing the things, you're trying to live your life, you're dealing with the high prices of everything, and it's a struggle, as it is for a lot of people, there is a chick who went completely viral yesterday from MSNBC, who's basically telling all of us to just shut up, to just shut our complaining up. Because how dare we? We're actually still surviving. So we should be grateful. We should just be grateful. Okay.
Oh,
and we just
God.
Need to stop complaining. If you're ready, here it is.
I'm just going to say this, and if I get banged for it, I don't care. There is a great deal of Americans where it is uncomfortable that they're spending more, but they are not going to go under. You know, you got to stop complaining when there's so many people who literally the inflation rate means they may only have two meals instead of three. There are Americans who did extremely well in the last 2 years in the market. You still have your job. And yeah, it's costing you more for gas, but guess what? You're still going to take that holiday, that 4th of July vacation. You can still eat out. So I'm going to need you to calm down and back off, because it feeds into this fear, and then this fear feeds into people making decisions that creates the very thing that they're fearful of. And if you're in that category, calm down. Stop looking at your portfolio. And you know what you can do with all that energy? Help other people. Help put some food on the table in somebody else's house, because you have extra.
I knew you'd love her. I knew you'd be a huge fan of hers.
We'd really be able to help a lot of other people if we did have more. You know what I mean? And I, you know, it's always these folks who are trying to tell other people what to do with their money. What is that? You know, it's like, oh, let me tell you who to help too, while I'm telling you what you need to do with that money that you don't have. And then let me tell you who to help, because this is what they do, right? This is what liberals do. I'm assuming she's a liberal because she has that mentality, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you who to help. Good Lord.
Well, and I love that she's trying to say that, like, us complaining about the state of our economy is somehow creating the problem.
Right.
If this weren't happening, we would not be complaining, right? Like, if prices were stable, if Joe Biden wasn't messing up every last thing he was touching, we would not be complaining. But he's ruining literally everything.
And I have every damn right to complain. Every right to complain. Because everything is turning to crap right now because of the policies that are in place. These policies suck, lady. They suck. And you probably voted for it. And you're trying to rationalize your way out of it. Well, you don't get to do that. You don't get to do it. So shut your yapper.
You guys, there's another, remember when there was like the big marriage breakup of the world? The most expensive was Jeff Bezos and Mackenzie, what's her name?
Yes.
I don't remember her last name. Or was that? It wasn't.
I think
she kept her like original name, and that's why I don't remember it either. Anyway, she went off after they divorced. Mackenzie got billions, like literal billions, because Jeff Bezos was worth so much money. Well, now we have another very high profile, very expensive, likely divorce happening. And that is with Rupert Murdoch, who is 91, who is now divorcing Jerry Hall, who's like 65, I think, after just 6 years of marriage. And
Why? He's 91.
Is he going to look for somebody better?
I saw that yesterday and I'm like, you're 91. Like, that's the thing. Like, are you sick of her? Like, what is it? Like, you're 91 years old. Can you not just like Can you not just like hack this
out and say,
exactly, what is your problem? Like, why would you get divorced? I don't understand these people. I don't.
Well, and he is worth almost $18 billion. He's been married. I think she is the fourth marriage. He, we do know that his second wife got $1.7 billion in their settlement. I don't know about the first one, and I don't know about the third one, or maybe Jerry is the third one. I can't remember if she's three or four, but her like her engagement ring alone that she got from him is $3.5 million. Just the ring. And so who knows what she's going to get? I didn't realize that was her first marriage.
I thought she was married to Mick Jagger.
They never married. They had kids together, but they never got married. So that was her first marriage. Can you even?
Oh my, I can't. No, that's crazy. And wow. And she's, and he's like almost 30 years older than her. And he, And she's like, we can't make this work. We just can't. he's 95 years old and we can't make it work, you guys. Like, you know, we've got gajillions of dollars. Can't find ourselves a therapist. I mean, he's going to die in like 2 days. I just can't see it working out for us. I can't. What?
I mean,
what is that?
I just could not believe that. So anyway, so that's going to be an interesting divorce to watch to see in terms of like how much she gets and what this all looks like and whether he finds new love. I don't know. But I mean, just when you're that
he's
old.
He's going to like the next one, he's going to marry like an Olsen twin. I swear. I mean, obviously that's his
next. Oh my God. Anyway, so that's happening. Also wanted to quickly point out too that Florida, man, did you ever dodge a bullet by like the narrowest margin, because Andrew Gillum, the guy that was caught with like gay hookers in a hotel room, like doing drugs,
remember
the guy that
him?
Was like this close to being the governor of Florida?
Because people are stupid. Yes.
And they, I mean, literally a rate. It was, I think the vote was separated by like 30,000 votes is how close Florida was to looking completely different than it does right now.
Oh my God.
He's now been indicted on 21 counts of fraud. So good job, Florida. You did good. You dodged a major bullet. Holy
cow. Can you imagine?
I cannot.
It's like, that is, to me, that's like divine intervention.
Yeah.
Like God stepped in. He's like, let me just take the wheel on this one. All right. Cause you guys. I mean, come on, Florida.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's crazy town. What are...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yowza. Yowza. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's time to get... I have to show you the funnest thing. I don't know if you guys watched Jesse Waters yesterday, but there
I missed him.
There was a segment with him and Joe Concha where they literally were my spirit animal because they became 14-year-old boys in the blink of an eye. And I'm not going to give you any more of a preamble. Just watch.
Wednesday water cooler. Let's do it. We got Joe Concha in the house, Hill Media opinion columnist. So let's start with this. Who says January 6th coverage isn't sexy?
Shay Moss up here is part of this broader story. These are the four witnesses we heard from today. Gabe Sterling, Brad Raffensperger, and Rusty Bowers, all of them describing the pressure they were facing. In previous hearings, we've heard from others who were on the receiving end of pressure, including someone that was mentioned a fair amount today, BJ Pack, the former U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Georgia.
He had to do that last circle.
Yeah.
He had to do the last circle, didn't he?
I don't ask much of our Lord and Savior, Jesse, but why couldn't that be Jeffrey Toobin on that telestrator right there? And that last gentleman circle, very unfortunate initials for Mr. Pack. There's also a rusty guy there as well.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be the final testicle on the Washington Post coverage of January 6th.
That would be a place you don't want to be.
I don't know. who's the left testicle? I don't even want to say her name. I think it's just, let's just let it go.
I knew when I woke up today, I'd be discussing this on primetime television in front of 2.5 million people. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Oh my God. That is the greatest thing I will see all day. That is the greatest thing.
Oh my God.
I feel like that should have been us. Like, why don't they have us doing the testicular like representation of the January 6th hearing? That's the greatest thing ever.
I would not be able to get any words out.
Oh, I would. I'd get them all out.
Oh, my God.
And I'd be like, balls. Look at all the balls, you guys. Look at them. Look at all of them floating around. Oh my God. Screen.
I died.
So great.
Anyway.
So great. Look, she hears balls. She's back. Guess who's back?
Yes, yeah. He's back again.
Go sit.
All right.
Go sit.
I have to show you, I'm going to show you a commercial that a Columbus Police Department put out. I don't know what state. I know there's Columbuses all over the country. I don't know what state this particular Columbus is in. But you and I have talked about like the weakening and the dumbing down of the military. It's also happening in police departments. This is a perfect example. This is just nauseating. Watch.
Hi, I'm Officer Lutz with the Columbus Division of Police. I'm your LGBTQIA+ liaison officer. And we're unveiling right now our Pride Cruiser for the month of June. I'm excited about this cruiser. It's great for representation.
He's excited about it. He's excited that on the window says, love is love.
That's a police car. What are we doing? I can't.
I mean, okay, so he probably put that on social media, I assume, right? There had to have been people going, wait, so we paid for this? Like, we paid money for this. Because it costs money to do that garbage, right?
Right.
People like wrap their cars and stuff like that. Like that costs some taxpayer money. And you know, taxpayers are like, what the F is this? Furthermore, if it's in Columbus, isn't the name Columbus like cultural appropriation now? Shouldn't they be like working on that in the little town of Columbus that they live in? Since they're all about
indigenous people's town.
Right. Since they're all about love is love. Shouldn't they be working on that? They should probably get on that. Yeah, that's crazy. Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
I just have to like point out everywhere I look now on TV, like everywhere. Like I was watching Yellowstone the other day, just like reruns of Yellowstone. And like the little thing, the Paramount sign is all rainbow. Everything is rainbow during the month of June. And I guess in July, they just take it off. I'm assuming this is what they do.
Yeah.
But it's just
And
nuts.
It's all commercialized. So the companies that are doing this because they want to make money. They don't actually give a crap about pride. They're just like, ooh, merchandise, rainbows. We can make some money and like look like we're woke.
It's so dumb. It's just so dumb, you guys.
The chance for nuclear war increases every day that the war in Ukraine continues. I'm Bill Walton. On the latest edition of The Bill Walton Show, national security expert Brandon Weikert and I also discuss how China is weaker than Russia in one key area, why Taiwan's defenses are dangerously weak, and how Joe Biden wants to make the same mistake with Iran that we did with China. Follow The Bill Walton Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyways, okay, so whack today. In Turkey. What are we calling it again? Turkey yay? And Turkey yay.
Turkey yay.
Which is the new word for turkey. There is a 35-year-old man. His brother, well, actually the man's name is Burhan Demir. He took his younger brother, a 35-year-old, to the hospital because he complained about abdominal pain. So the doctors performed an endoscopy on him with an ultrasound and x-ray scans, and they discovered 233 items in the 35-year-old's stomach. This included coins, batteries, magnets, nails, pieces of glass, stones, and screws. They removed all of these items from the patient. They only named the guy Z, okay? And then one of the surgeons, he said, during the surgery, we saw that one or two of the nails had passed through the stomach wall. They saw that there were two metal pieces and two stones of different sizes in the large intestine. They found that there were batteries, magnets, nails, coins, glass, and screws, and they cleaned it out completely. But they say that they see like stuff like this in kids, but they don't ever see this in adults. And this guy seemed somewhat normal.
Did he say anything? Like, did he say... Oh yeah, it must have been the batteries.
He didn't say anything, but his brother thanked the doctors and all that kind of stuff. Now this was reported on June 15th. I'm not sure when the operation took place, but it was reported on June 15th. I just find it crazy that they found, you know, what 200 and something, 233 items. I don't know, 233 items, and they had like perforated his stomach and they were in his large intestine stuff, which begs the question. Have you ever swallowed anything that you, you know, like
the
a
only
coin
thing, or- the only story I have is when I made my sister swallow a quarter. So I'm 6 years old. I'm 6 years older than her. And so when I was 12, I was so mean. And so there was one time I locked her in a suitcase. And then there was another time that I, you know, those wrapping paper rolls for like yeah. Christmas wrap rolls. So there was one that didn't have any wrapping paper on it anymore. It was just the tube, right? The cardboard tube. Yeah. And so I was like, you know what would be fun is if you laid on the floor and put this in your mouth and I dropped a quarter from the top of it to see what would happen. And she was like, okay, that's so, that like sounds like so much fun. And of course she swallowed the quarter and we had to wait for it to
and it
exit.
Passed. Like she yeah. passed it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I don't know why I did it, but like I have vivid memories of that.
Mock is a cruel, cruel sister, you guys.
I was cruel.
Okay. Well, so it was just a quarter, right?
Yeah.
That's still
I don't
pretty
think
big.
I've ever eaten anything that's like.
No, I haven't. I haven't eaten anything like that either. Just my dogs. My dogs have eaten like all sorts of stuff, which, you know, just shows that you can pass that stuff. But a quarter, that's pretty hardcore, Mock.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
I mean, I wasn't
hardcore.
Messing around.
Yeah, you guys will have to email us and tell us like what you've eaten and like what if you've eaten any nails or shards of glass, because I'm dying to know. I need to know.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's right. 233 things in this guy's stomach. He didn't die. I'm just saying, don't try that at home. But yeah.
Well, remember how, because you know, my very favorite Strange Addictions episode is about the woman who, like, there was the one that ate the couch cushions and then the one that ate her husband's ashes.
She ate her husband. Like,
ate her husband. Yeah. And then she was, the reason she got on the show is because she was like, I'm running out of husband to eat.
Right.
Like, what am I going to do? I should get help.
I almost did a story today on a woman that ate her hair so much that they found a hairball in her stomach. They had to remove it. They had to also surgically remove the hairball. Like, people eat the weirdest things. Like, I mean, I just eat too much sugar. You know what I mean? Like, but I can't imagine eating my hair. I don't have long enough hair, but I can't imagine eating it to the point where
they
surgically
pull it by the root. Like, I saw that episode of Strange Addictions where the woman, I can't remember the hair. There's a name for that, like a huge long name, but pica in general describes this whole disorder where you want to eat weird shit. But the woman that was doing her hair, she took painstaking care to take each individual hair and make sure that there was like a root ball attached so that she could also eat that. I mean, it was so weird. People have the weirdest weirdnesses.
That's crazy. So, So anyways, that was that. So 233 items. There's your whack.
Holy cow.
Don't eat nails. You guys, don't eat shards of glass. Don't.
Just don't eat things that aren't actually food.
Okay, so it's Thursday. We got, we're sliding into home tomorrow. So we hope, Astrid is relentless today. She really wants to say hello to you guys. Everybody bring it in for a hug. Astrid wants to bring it in, don't you? Yes, I know. She's going to, oh my God, big hug. Okay, I'm hugging you too.
Oh, also quick note before we sign off. I wanted to let everybody know that we have a comment section is back up and running on our website. So now you can comment on posts. I will be doing a post later today that just kind of talks about things you may need to know about how to use that comment section, but it is up and running. It is usable. It's back in action. It's different than the one we had before. And so you're just going to have to sort of get used to those differences, but it is up and running and that is super, super exciting. And you should be checking the website out every single day because it's got new stuff, fresh content every day.
Every single day. It's good stuff. Yes. And you guys have a fantastic day. We will talk to you tomorrow. Bye everybody.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Lieutenant Chris Olivares of the Texas Department of Public Safety joins me to discuss the record-breaking numbers of illegal immigrants due to Biden's open border policies. Listen, I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, we'll also discuss Border Patrol agents getting punished for the whipping incident that actually never happened, the red wave hitting the border, and how the families in Uvalde are holding up after last month's horrific shootings. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.